Oh my gosh. So Doug and I basically reenacted most of the Mommy Dearest movie during the 2-minute break.
And sadly, I not missed it.
Yeah. Anywho, welcome everybody. Again, this is hour 3. We've already done a couple hours before this. And you can,
you're welcome.
You can imagine how exciting that was just based on the intro to this hour.
Third hour, subtitle, if you're still here, we're sorry.
I think that was funnier than anything we've done so far.
And if you're watching this on video, this actually is one of our topics. So
it's our new mascot.
Feel free to look up that later.
My spirit animals.
The mascot of the show with Clayton McKee.
Again, this is before crack, after crack. Oh. There you go.
The tipped over garbage can makes everything in that picture.
Yes, it's nice.
Yeah.
We're eating trash can.
This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
Here's an attempt at entertainment with Doug Wilkie.
So I know how many of you are upset about the end of Game of Thrones, and we're not going to do any spoiler alerts. So,
well, it ended.
But
it, that's
well,
not
I know,
a spoiler.
But you know, some no, it's over. Spoiler.
If you didn't know,
yeah. For those of you tuning in last night, that was not a new episode.
Not coming back.
So you've heard about all these people that have needed therapy, and they have all the these. Remember, I think it was you. Were we talking about this? Oh, Stephen Colbert was talking about the therapists are there to slap you in the face because you need to learn how to act like an adult. But this is a true story. It has been confirmed that Kit Harington, the star, has entered a therapy program to deal with some personal issues. EW has confirmed a New York Post report that the Game of Thrones star has entered a luxury rehab for stress and alcohol use.
Oh.
So sad.
The actor.
My goodness. He did literally nothing useful for 8 motherfucking seasons.
That's probably why he needs therapy.
He's sad. And he said,
"What's sad is when
well,
I
I'm
Kat,
very upset about
Kat,
this.
Brace yourself when I tell you how much that place costs them.
I don't give a fuck.
The actor has been,
ma'am,
yes. the lady in the stripes.
You have the floor.
Was he Jon Snow?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh."
That's the only name that I recognize. He has a right to be in therapy.
He did nothing useful for 8 fucking seasons except for look sad and say everything was hard.
Maybe
fuck him.
Maybe because it had to do with drugs and alcohol.
He could have saved the realm 7 times.
Was it written that way?
Yeah, well, maybe that's why he was so sad and drunk
and drugged out.
I don't want
it. I don't want it. You're the king, motherfucker. I don't want it. I don't want it. Fuck you.
Just speculating.
Jesus I think Christ. We have to see if there's a bet at that place for
Kat. Yeah, I was going to say, she's going to go. How much is it a month? She may have to go.
Did you see the $120,000
come out? Yeah.
She's not
raccoon
going.
Raccoon dog!
Raccoon dog! It is her spirit animal, after all.
Did you see that come out?
This is craft services. They're at craft services eating. Is that what he looks like?
Great, now you're calling me fat.
No!
Flat.
That's the stressed out guy.
I mean, if the shoe fits, whatever.
It's the
I'll
stressed out guy.
I'll still bite your face off.
Yeah, apparently. Rabidly.
Menacingly.
Menacingly.
Wrong word.
I'm sorry, did I yell over your story?
It's quite all right.
Well, just like Val was here.
Yeah, sorry.
Do you want to hear more?
Well, sure.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Bring it on.
We're already this deep into
it. He's been in the Connecticut Health Retreat for nearly a month.
Oh.
Kit has decided to utilize this break in his schedule, as an opportunity to spend some time at a wellness retreat to work on some personal issues, read a statement released by his representative.
Like how he was useless for 8 fucking
years.
Yes,
that they're working on that. Here it's coming up next. According to the Post, the British actor has been undergoing psychological coaching, practicing mindful meditation and cognitive behavioral therapy to combat stress and deal with negative emotions at the facility, which does cost over $120,000
a month. So wait, negative Jesus emotions Christ. At the facility? Well, get the fuck out of the facility.
No, he's
right,
doing
leave
that.
Leave your negative emotions there.
Drop
if
them
the
off.
If the facility is giving you...
Wait a minute. $120,000 a month.
A month.
Do you know how long he could live at Doug's house?
Exactly.
I was just going to say, how much rent is that?
They're raising the rent, though. No
even with the rent increase, he's gonna live at Doug's house for 10 years, right?
He'll get evicted. No, because the landlord's bitch of a wife will raise the price.
Get off my lawn.
Take her to the Red Wedding.
A friend of the actor added that the end of the decade-long show really hit Kit hard, Kat.
God.
And his wife, fellow
meanwhile, I was
GOT actress, Rose Leslie, is being extremely supportive of him.
Is she paying for it?
The Thrones documentary, The Last Not Watch, was also released Sunday night, showed Harrington crying in dismay when he first learned spoilers are coming up. That his character,
Jon
Snow,
I can't do anything.
Would kill the show's female lead, Daenerys.
Like, fucking useful thing. He cried.
I like he cried, and these aren't even real people.
You don't know. They might be.
That he broke down.
He's on enough drugs.
You need to hear his plight here.
My bad.
The actor. Very serious, Marnie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The actor. Marnie, this person's in pain.
Emotional distress.
Mental health issues.
Serious faces only.
Wait.
The actor.
I need to hear his plight.
Oh, here it is. He broke down after shooting his final scenes as the character. The final day of shooting, I felt fine. Then I went to do my last.
Do that
shot.
Like
do
Sally
that one more
Field
time.
In Steel Magnolias. I'm fine.
I just want to hit something.
That's a great scene right there.
Then I went to do my last shots and I started hyperventilating.
Now, shots of alcohol?
Then they called rap and I just fucking broke down. It was just this onslaught of relief rap. And grief about able to do this again.
I'm never going to be able to do
nothing again. People are going to have such low expectations of me.
So mercifully, that's the end of that. But
sorry about all that. But I couldn't help but make fun of it.
Has that touched your heart?
My nipples.
Mine are down here.
Mine are here. I still got a pretty good rack. We're good, but.
How much Joan bullshit Rivers. Do we have to listen to from Hollywood stars about their
$120,000
difficult lives? Yeah.
Yes.
But I did.
Because pretty boys just can't handle
it. He's not even that pretty.
Jon Snow.
Fuck him.
What happened to Jon Snow?
Is that Catherine Hepburn?
That lady was going to say, I wish I had my bicycle.
I feel like it's contouring.
It's a lovely day.
Oh, sure. I was contouring.
Same voice, yeah.
Amina says we're all mean.
Hi, Amina.
Hi, Amina.
Fucking nostrils.
How are you? Yay.
We're all mean.
Amina.
Well.
Couple of things. Number one, actual, and not saying that Kit
we're
Harington
raccoon dogs.
Doesn't have any kind of like mental illness or angst.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure, like, I'm not actually mocking him. I'm not actually mocking Kit Harington. I'm actually really mad about Jon Snow, and I'm taking it out on this story with Kit Harington.
Totally.
In a very raccoon dog kind of a way, because I've just discovered
menacing
my menacing spirit animal, and it really fits. It's really.
I wonder if they hiss.
It's oh my god! I hope so.
I bet they do. We're gonna have to find out.
I'm pretty sure Joan Crawford didn't need to go to any kind of rehab.
Deep guttural kind of.
Oh wait.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's what I think they should sound like.
And they spits.
But yeah, like I'm actually not mocking mental illness and people that
no,
go find
oh God,
their therapy
not even
their
a little
home.
Bit.
I was doing that, Amina.
Yeah, that was Doug.
I was doing that.
Here's what I'm mocking. Here's what I'm mocking.
I don't even hemisphere. In Europe, the raccoon dog frontier, human hunters pose a constant threat.
My God, there's videos.
On the other side of the world.
Oh my God.
The Japanese celebrate their unusual little dog.
Oh, they do. They put them in hats. Oh, there's a lot of videos.
I didn't hear you.
My whole week is going to be consumed with a raccoon dog.
Raccoon dog. It'll become a verb. Are you raccoon dogging?
It just looks like a fat...
No. That can't be a thing. It's too close
to... But you have Marty O'Clock?
Yeah, but it's too close to raw dogging.
Right.
And I really don't want to get associated there.
Right.
I really don't want that attached.
Okay. Right. What? No, so here's my thing.
Is that the sound that they make?
That's them.
No, not really.
It sounds kind of like
sounds like a bird.
A chimpanzee.
It sounds like a bad after party is what that sounds like.
I love it.
Maybe they'll tuck him into bed in Tasmania.
I love it.
I do too. So I'm with you as far as not mocking mental illness.
Right.
I am, however, going to mock the
$120,000. Oh yeah. Yeah.
That you go into a facility.
Boo-hoo, I have to spend more than everyone at this table's annual income.
I'm really
a
sad.
Because I'm sad. Fuck you.
Because I'm so sad.
And I bet they give him all the protective.
I mean,
he
thought he felt fine.
It's
all he's known for 8 years.
I can run to Texas and back.
Does
but I can't. But my daughter can't. She never could.
There's typically a lovely thing called.
It does look like a brown football helmet.
Like,
it's not fair.
It's not fair.
aside from them getting $1 million an episode, when Friends wrap, there's a lovely thing called syndication that they all get residuals forever.
Right.
Is there such a thing for Game of Thrones? Do these fuckers get money forever?
You know, I wonder with HBO, do you get...
I'm not sure what their contract is.
That's
like...
That's a very interesting question. Because
but I'm like, yeah, wrap, but honey, you're going to get...
network stuff and cable stuff will get...
At some point, it's going to get sold to
because
like
people
a Netflix
paid for
or whatever. Like, at
people
some point, it's
going to
show up somewhere else.
So I don't think you get syndicated.
Well, but I assume also at some point, there's going to be an entire... Buy the entire DVD set of all this bullshit.
I don't think they see another...
I'm not
going to
do that.
With the paint by numbers for the final season for they just...
Also not going to do that. Yeah.
Well, maybe this isn't necessarily, maybe there are some mental health issues, but perhaps this is the spinoff.
Yeah, that'll be it.
Yep.
What, Jon Snow being sad in fucking Laguna?
No.
Fuck him.
Where was he at? Vermont?
Connecticut.
Connecticut and Thrones.
As you do.
Connecticut and Thrones, as
whatever.
It were.
I always assume all rehabs are in Laguna Beach.
It went from got to cot.
Yeah. Yeah.
From got to cot.
Rehab of Thrones.
Moving on to something lighter, would you like to hear how dumb I was last night?
Yes.
Just last night?
Fun. It was so funny.
Just the one beer?
So, yeah. just the one for last night. So, we're watching all the musical numbers at the big gay sing-along musical thing. Kat and I were on a date together, for those of you who were turning
in late. It was a lovely date. Yeah, I
feel
thought it was
better
very
about
nice.
It.
And so, the numbers are really good. Some are more obscure than others, so Kat helped me out. And so, the one, I guess...
I got stumped two times.
I don't know, was it Dream Girls? Was the... thing.
So,
so the three of them. So I've got Kat on my right side and Chris on my left side. So both know about musicals. And I'm looking and it's the Dream Girls. It's from the movie, right? I'm assuming from the movie. Okay. And they're singing and it's all pretty. And I looked up and I looked at Chris and I go, gosh, I go, that one who is so in the middle is so pretty.
So wait, this is after I screamed at the television, fuck you people, where's Effie?
Right. Right.
Because it's after. Right. Right.
And I'm like, God, that one in the middle, like, she's so pretty. And Chris without me, he goes, Doug, that's Beyonce.
That's from the movie.
Yeah.
Yes. That's, yes. She
and then I was like,
pretty.
Beyonce. It's Beyonce. I think
Beyonce.
I've heard of her.
Right.
But ask Dionne Warwick. She's not an icon.
No. Oh.
Dionne Warwick came out in public and said, oh, no, Beyonce is not an icon yet. She's not there yet.
Oh, good for Dionne.
Got a girl.
Oh, I agree with
her.
I'm
proud of her.
Hey, Dionne.
I'm not saying Beyonce's not crazy popular and she's a big celebrity.
No,
I get it. But Dionne's like, she's not old enough to be an icon yet. And I agree.
Amen.
So I like that. I didn't really know who she was. In a weird way, I kind of liked that.
You know Beyonce?
No.
Oh, she's really pretty. Who's that?
Put a ring on it.
Beyonce.
Very nice.
Yes.
I like it.
So, Clayton, how did you like All in the Family and the Jeffersons being brought back to life?
I thought I was about ready to be being a gotcha
Beyonce.
Question.
Oh, yeah. Beyonce. It's a verb.
It is. Ask the beehive. That's it.
Oh, right.
People are crazy.
Get you Beyonce.
I like anytime they bring back something or they remake it. I'm always curious to see how they do it. The sets were immaculately done. It's astounding how well they... I mean, it just looked like they pulled them out of storage. Mm-hmm. Like, they've been in storage since 1970, whatever.
Yep.
So, that was very interesting. The All in the Family version, Marissa Tomei as Edith Bunker was fantastic. Wanda Sykes as Louise Jefferson, very good. Jamie Foxx can do anything
he
wants.
This is live.
Anything,
this is live.
Yeah. But I felt that the All in the Family was oddly paced. We were talking about that earlier before the show. It didn't. The pace was odd, and I felt like Woody Harrelson was trying. There was something about his portrayal of Archie Bunker that he just was not hitting right with me. I mean,
it was like a Saturday Night Live thing.
Was he doing an imitation of Carol O'Connor?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right, because it was...
That's what you have to be careful
It was the, jeez, he was doing all that. But he was doing some of, which I get the character, but there was something about the pacing of the All in the Family portion that I didn't care for as much. I still thought it was great to see it, and terrifying at the same time to realize that scripts written 50 years ago are sadly just as poignant today, and the issues are the exact same. If you think we've advanced and we've gotten things are better,
Yeah.
Not really. Except somebody like Archie Bunker is now the president. That's one. Yeah. But the Jeffersons portion of it,
Archie Bunker was way kinder than the president.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
He had a heart.
Deep down, he loved his
wife and children.
Right.
No.
And he was only married to the one.
Yeah.
And she apparently came from the city where he was, as opposed to shipping him in from other countries.
He had humanity.
Didn't have to buy her.
Yeah, right.
Didn't have to buy her, right. But the Jeffersons portion of it, again, starting with Jennifer Hudson singing the theme, which was fantastic. Yeah. So if you haven't found it online, because Sean Hayes played a character in the All in the Family.
So funny.
He was sitting in the audience when they started the live thing. So he, on his phone, is sitting just offside in the audience.
Okay.
And you can see the camera shooting Jennifer Hudson live for the TV. He actually he films her singing on his phone and then posted it. So you can see her walking through the set, which was really was cool. So it started out with that. And you knew with her having the big Afro wig on, the period clothes with the backup singer standing in the living room, it was just fantastic. Mm-hmm. So again, Wanda Sykes was fabulous. The Will Ferrell.
He was the highlight.
Oh, my God. Carrie Washington playing the Willises from upstairs.
That was wonderful.
Really, really well done.
Yeah.
But the piece of resistance for the whole thing, because they had built the entire production of this was going to be, and I don't remember her name, the woman that was going to play Florence, an actress. I don't know who she was. And they had, clearly they hid this secret so well.
Yeah.
So that when they get to that point in the scene where she opens the door, Marla Gibbs shows up and the place went nuts.
And she's like 81, or
somewhere in there. Yeah, she's
high 80s. Told me.
And you live in this building and you live in this building.
And it was interesting in the.
Well, if we have a cake, why didn't anybody tell me? It was just so wonderful. And even the woman who stepped in and played Mother Jefferson.
Yeah.
Because if you recall that character, she was very uppity and she didn't like Louise and all that. And that character, I had forgotten about I see you already got a cook.
Sure.
And she just moves on.
In the show, the interview show after, then they dissected it, they showed clips from
the actual
episode. Yeah. So to see Marla Gibbs do it twice, it was wow.
It was very, very cool. Very well done. Mm-hmm. And
Norman Lear is still alive.
Right, at 96 years old?
Yeah.
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 Very, just again, so well written and so well done.
I was really impressed. Yeah.
And what we were also talking about a while ago is, they kept word for word the script.
Yeah.
And then, so back in the day, back in the 70s, there were things that you could say on TV that you can't get away with anymore on TV today.
Right.
So, for example, in the original script, in the Jeffersons episode, George Jefferson says the N-word.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But they bleeped it. So to keep true to the script, they actually said it so that the script was complete, but they bleeped it per current broadcast standards.
But they didn't bleep it in the
70s. Yeah, no, no.
Yeah.
But no, I just thought it was great. I thought it was well done. It was just very, very, I just thought it was cool. The flashback for people. And I don't know what the younger kids do now. Like if a series, you couldn't broadcast a series like that today. I mean, that just would never work.
No.
Well, they said that show would not be on today.
Right,
no way you'd get it on the air.
But I'm hoping that with the current, like Kerry Washington being in it and Jay Hud singing it and all the other actresses, I'm hoping that it brought some people to it who maybe have never watched the original.
Right.
And they
Jennifer
were like,
Hudson,
and they're like, wait a minute. This was a. And then seek it out and understand what all was going on and then realize, we haven't really progressed a lot.
And Amina's right, because Jenny, with history repeating itself, and that people would elect an Archie Bunker today, right?
Sure.
With the way
sure.
things are, which I would prefer. Like you pointed out, kind, know, humanity, even though it doesn't come across that way, because we now know worse. Right? But this is also something that would not have been even thought of to redo 2008, 2009, 2010, right? No one would have said, like, let's see this because history is repeating itself. And it would have been for other reasons of, look at this, and now there's a black.
And I think it's very cool. The person who spearheaded all of this is Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how amazing for him.
That's
the
just,
things that he's been able to do.
Yeah.
Just fun.
Yeah. I also thought it was interesting that he got two CBS shows on ABC.
Yeah.
I just thought there was I realized Kimmel is an ABC late night guy, but those series were solely CBS back in the day. And I remember it was All in the Family. It was Jeffersons, and it was 60 Minutes.
Yep.
Right.
And I watched it all the time.
Do you remember? Aaron had not seen that, but we, any of it.
Any of what? Any of those series?
Any of them, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Which was startling.
Do you have to explain to her who Rick Springfield was?
I did.
Don't make fun of her. That wasn't part of my.
No, I know. No, but I'm just saying, it's not making fun of her. It's a matter, like, she. Her parents were no, you're not watching Three's Company. They didn't even really want her to watch Friends.
Wow.
I mean, like, so that's why I'm saying, like, so there's no way that that would have been a part of anything. So that's not mocking her on that. But we were talking about, remember after All in the Family was Archie Bunker's
Place? Archie's Place, yeah. Where he bought the bar.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the little girl came
Danielle,
in after. Danielle Brisbois.
Brisbois. Oh,
something right, like that. Right, yeah. Yep.
And I think she had been on
beautiful little dark-haired girl.
Guillaume. Robert Guillaume.
Was she on Benson?
I think so.
Yeah. No, that was Missy Gold. Missy Gold played the daughter on Benson, the governor's daughter.
No, you're right, but I thought she was also on that. Was she not?
Maybe so. I don't recall her being on that show.
Might be wrong.
The Danielle
Yep. But we were talking about sad endings to shows and things that made... When Edith died?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, I remember sobbing. Like, that was just the craziest thing. And that's one that I don't typically think of when we've talked even on the show, when different questions have come up about shows and how they've ended and how we acted or reacted to things. We'll talk about MASH going off the air or, you know, different things like that. But that was, ugh. And they never showed her.
No, she was...
They didn't show Jean Stapleton. It was a matter of Archie coming down the stairs. And it was horrible. Oh, it was horrible, yeah.
But what a testament to Carol O'Connor's ability. Like, that was all him.
Yep, 100%. Oh, that was just something. But that brought back that memory of watching that one. Oh, it was terrible. Just terrible, but... The show itself, I thought, was great.
Very creative.
Mm-hmm. Great writing. It just really holds up well.
Is that the truth.
And I started watching, again, another documentaries I found. I don't think I mentioned... Did I mention last week about watching a documentary about... It's like a five-part documentary done by the BBC about Auschwitz. Have I talked about that?
No.
Say that again.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a...
I was just reading this thread up here, and I was very... I'm intrigued.
No, just the it's just a documentary that I found intrigued. About.
Where did you see the documentary?
It's on Netflix. Well, okay. I'm trying to read multiple things.
I know. Right. Sorry,
it's on Netflix. It's something about Auschwitz. It's from the beginnings of when they built Auschwitz, when it wasn't. It was completely differently intended. It was basically supposed to be apartments and housing back when they started, and then the war and all this other shit came on and happened. Blah blah. It's like 5 hours. It's a five-part. I've only made it through 1 hour so far.
Do you know what it's
interesting.
Called?
Interesting.
I literally...
Because I want to watch it because I'm...
If you go through the documentaries on... Just use their search feature and look for Auschwitz.
Okay.
You'll find it. It's done by the BBC and it's like five or six parts.
All right. Yeah. I definitely want it.
Very interesting.
For my class.
I mean, interesting. And again, it's one of those things where, you know, we have so much... There's so much documentation of shit like that happens. And then you people who deny the Holocaust ever happened, and they're the flat earthers.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
These brainstorms who are running around,
right?
You know, the non-vaccinating flat earth,
the Holocaust conspiracy people.
Bleach. Oh yeah, bleach. Oh yeah, those people
bleach
too.
Drinking
Same
for
people.
Yeah, giving
right,
children
right.
bleach
sure,
to
sure.
cure autism. Have you
oh,
seen
yeah.
that lovely
oh, yeah.
story?
Shut.
I got to say this one really fast, even though it's not part of entertainment. So there's this woman out there. So evidently the because.
Is her name
anti-vaxxer isn't like the
that story fucked me up
the
too.
Lowest of the low, right? There's something worse now. So these same people in the
in
the anti-vax family are now because somebody put it on the internet to give your children make them drink bleach, it cures autism.
Sure does. Mm-hmm.
So
Didn't
now you know all that? These people with autistic kids are giving them bleach or prevents it. So this woman, I forgot her name, she's been on Facebook finding them because they're posting about it. Good. So she screenshots it, and she sends it to DCS.
Thank
good.
To the, oh, sure. To, good. So,
and she calls and asks for a welfare check.
I love it. And that, fucking love it.
Yeah. So you know, I just wanted you to know that.
Wow.
I fucking love it.
It's horrible.
So I asked if it was Dee Dee Blanchard because I watched The Act on Hulu, which is this it's called The Act, and it's a dramatization of real events.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Right.
Okay,
right.
I've heard of this.
I know
was a child.
I saw this.
And her mother had
it too.
It's called Munchausen by proxy. Right. So her mother had Munchausen by proxy.
Is this the one where she couldn't walk and she fell off the...
She could walk the whole time, but her mother kept her in a wheelchair.
Right.
Her mother
like
put her through all these procedures and she ended up finding a guy on the internet.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And
okay.
So I had no idea. First of all, I watched it not knowing it was based on a true story.
Yes.
Watched the whole thing. I was like, what
the fuck
is happening?
Yeah. It's crazy shit.
Couldn't look away. Like, this is not the genre that I usually look for in television. Like, I'm looking for happy. I'm looking for uplifting. I'm looking for if they can sing and dance, even better. You know what I mean? Like, I want.
You and Al talk about finding horror stories all the time you enjoy watching.
Yeah. No. He talks about it, and I go, because I don't watch scary movies.
I don't watch scary movies either.
I don't watch horror stories. Like, I don't like.
But that
I don't
shit
love
I'll
true
watch.
Crime. I don't.
Oh,
I don't love that.
Crime.
No, I don't love true crime.
I love all of that.
I don't.
Yeah.
I want my entertainment to be fictional.
Sure.
I want there to usually be a happy ending or an interesting ending
or a song.
If there are songs.
Right.
Does it mean no worries?
Kinda.
So, yeah, like, that's what I want out of entertainment. Yeah. And I was, because right now we're in this, like, weird entertainment desert.
Okay.
Because all
of
the network stuff for the season is ending.
Right.
And none of the cool summer streaming stuff comes out until later in June.
Sure.
So we're in, like a dead zone. So I'm watching, like, dumb shit, like Catch 22 and shit that nobody should watch. Because Catch 22 is awful, and it's based on, like, a terrible spinoff of MASH, and it's, like, a remake. It's awful. But I'm still watching it because that's what I've got. So I like tuned into The Act late one night because I was like, I got nothing to watch. I'm going to watch this. And the first one, I was like, I was hooked. Patricia Arquette is brilliant.
Oh, is she?
Patricia Arquette plays the mother.
Yeah, she is brilliant.
Brilliant. And I had no idea that it was a true story. I had never heard of Gypsy Rose Blanchard. I had never heard of the story as it like happened.
Right.
And I got completely sucked in. And it wasn't until the next to last episode that I realized that, oh, fuck, this actually happened. And these are real people. Yeah.
She had like a whole closet just full of medications.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Like an entire linen closet. Full of fucking medications.
Yeah. I watched it because you told
awful.
Me to watch
and it gives me anxiety and kind
was,
of
I
like
not,
the
yeah.
like the
I was
like the meth bugs to even
that.
Think about
and
it.
And the horrible
so
thing is that is a condition that's we've had more than one story. Like
oh,
that.
Oh,
sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you watched the movie that was made about it.
Yes,
it's a series, but yes,
right. But then I watched a documentary where they actually interview her in prison.
Yes, that's
right. And I saw some of those clips and I just couldn't.
I watched the same thing.
I can't let it be real.
And you can't even. It's difficult to hold her accountable. Meaning you can't feel bad for her because she was the fucking victim.
Right.
I sure don't. Yeah, she should have killed the fuck out of her mom.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
But the crazy, like the entire town supported them, built them houses and ramps and cars.
Right.
And
they got a Habitat for Humanity house. You know how fucking hard it is to get a Habitat for Humanity house.
Like when she fell off the deck or whatever it was
before they got the ramp built or whatever.
Yeah, and then she like stood up.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the neighbors are like, what the fuck?
Right.
And she's like, it's a miracle, and then falls back down.
Oh, I don't remember that portion.
Yeah, I mean, there was this thing where the neighbors saw her stand up.
Right.
And then she like,
hi, Maggie.
And like her mom comes
running
out.
I had to remember.
Yeah,
yeah, it's so crazy.
But she didn't really walk, but she could.
Right, she could always walk.
Well, and in the show... They reveal later that she like knew she could walk.
Yes,
like
yeah.
she would get up in the middle of the night and walk around and do whatever.
Right,
but it was
so
amazing
fucking
how
so fucking crazy.
It
how
is.
She
gives me the heebie-jeebies. I don't
you
like
you seriously.
It.
If you saw her, would
have to go
thought
home and watch Friends to make up.
She was
for it.
She was like 10 years old.
Well, they
watch
her,
a musical.
They made her go through like chemotherapy. They convinced doctors
to give her chemotherapy.
Her mother convinced doctors.
Yes, how
that she had
crazy.
All of these different conditions.
I couldn't get a hysterectomy for years, but that. Because I was too...
Yeah, that was disturbing,
that's
too.
Ridiculous.
The whole medical aspect.
Well, the medical aspect
so
is crazy.
Creepy, so creepy.
And that guy... Oddly, I was having a discussion today with somebody else about somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like...
Was it Buddy Early?
No, it wasn't Buddy Early. All right. But
just checking.
It's one of those things where, you know, you were talking about how they could convince, you were saying you couldn't get a surgical procedure that you needed, and it's your own body.
Exactly.
This person convinced people to do shit to a daughter.
Oh, my God. Got all her fucking teeth pulled out.
She wasn't sick.
Oh. I still wonder about people who, I don't get people who lose everything, go bankrupt, do whatever, fuck everybody else over, and then wind up...
Better off.
Better off. They get, people finance the fuck out of them and give them cars and do shit. Right. And I'm like, how is it that people who play the game correctly...
Right.
I'll get fucked over, but if you if you lie and cheat and steal your way to the top, I just don't. It drives me insane.
Yeah, everybody needs a little raccoon dog in their life.
Oh,
that's
what it
is.
Little fat.
I like that.
Look at him, fat bastard.
I don't know how we got on that tangent, but
look at that.
Look at that.
For me. Little fat
this
dog.
Is your brain. This is your brain. On
do we have cat's wheel?
We do. I'm sending it right now. At this moment.
I want to do that.
This magic moment.
I have to, whatever.
I have to, well, Maggie just walked right in. She wants
to be part of the show.
Well, she didn't eat when she was supposed to, and now she's pissed.
She wants some fucking raccoon dog.
Oh, she wants food.
Of course she does. But you know what she's not going to get right now? Food. Because I'm not going to have. You like grapes?
So she want a cherry?
Because she can't have one.
Just give her a corn cob.
Give her a corn cob.
Bowl of cherries sitting right there.
Do you feel lucky?
She's do very cute. Punk?
Do you punk? Do you? Oh, let me
sweet little kitty.
Oh, she's lovely, but she's and she's just happy right now that somebody's touching her and petting her. That's what she's.
When you see things like that, though.
Oh yeah, she wants attention.
Where you don't know, you think you just stumble upon a movie.
Right, I thought it was just like some fiction that some fucked up asshole like
made up.
Right,
but of course the truth is.
Yeah, but that's what's difficult because I have loved like Criminal Minds and all that kind of stuff forever.
Oh, I had to stop watching Criminal Minds too. I just could not.
And now when I watch it, I think, well,
did you start having feelings
there?
Suicidal tendencies, or do you want to kill people?
No, I was a teenager when I had those, but
that was about 15 minutes ago.
But the thing about that kind of entertainment is it really does it gives me anxiety and it literally keeps me up at night.
Yeah,
like me too. You know, like American Horror Story is a great series, and I had to stop watching it within the first season because I could not sleep anymore, and not
too much.
Not because of nightmares, not because I was scared. But just like I could not sleep because I just had anxiety. I had all of this like nervous energy.
Sure.
That I apparently don't know how to deal with.
Yeah.
My therapist at some point will deal with that, but
Not
I can
yet.
Only pay her so much.
Right.
Not tonight, Berta.
Not today, Satan.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think we've got the wheel in place.
Oh, sure.
Let's
do that.
Let's see what we got with the
old
wheel.
Show us the cat. I wish we could show you the cat, Amina, because she's
so cute.
Amina,
I'm not showing you the cat.
Well, hang on. I know where the cat is, Doug. Thank you.
There, right here.
Doug's pointing like I don't know where the camera.
Well, you were looking up there.
No, I was just trying to figure out how I can
the best camera angle.
No, right, the best
Maggie.
Camera angle for the cat.
You know what? If you had a photo,
she like to be
on
picked
your
up
iCloud,
or not? Can
Maggie,
I? Can I pick her
it
up
on the screen?
Well, she probably will, but she's not going to look very good against my shirt because she's a black cat and I'm wearing a black shirt.
And you're a black cat.
Hi, is that what you're doing?
Oh my goodness! Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
Yeah, well, kind
Hi,
of.
Maggie.
Kind of.
Now, right, put her up to the microphone.
She's
get her headphones.
There
get her
go.
Little kitty phones.
There.
There's the cat.
And this is how you piss off Maggie by holding her like that.
She doesn't like to be held like that.
Well, now she's wrapped up in your cord. Upset.
Yeah.
No, oh, hang on. Let's
she's about to go full on raccoon dog.
No, if she'll stay on your lap, but you might want to get your headphone
Hi,
cord out from under her.
She's
there you
about
go.
To go.
No,
full on
she'll stay. She'll pretty much stay right there.
She's so pretty.
She's gonna eat your face.
Maggie's gonna eat my face
when
she
turns
into
she's
a part.
No.
She's, yeah. Would you quit doing that? God.
We're raccoon dogging. I mean, we can't
wrong?
Do that.
No, no, no.
That's
too close to raw dogging.
Right. Can't do that. My bad. My bad.
Can't do that.
Yeah,
huh?
My bad.
So sweet. Oh, well, yeah. You're touching her. You're petting her. You gotta be here at 8 in the morning when she's hungry and she thinks she's never been fed in her life.
Just, she is sweet.
And then the fat one, Marty, he's only...
See, I just love it when he does
Marty is hungry by proxy.
That's my favorite.
Because he's dead asleep.
He's got starvation by proxy.
Yeah, exactly. Right. He doesn't even care. He's sleeping somewhere, whatever. So he hears her start meowing, then he shows up. And she howls like she's about to die. And Marty just like... Meh, meh. And I talk to him in the morning, I'm like, you're not committed, Marty. I need you to meow louder. Because I'm like, you're barely even trying.
Right, right. He's like, she'll do it for
me. She'll howl. And he'll just be like, and I'm like, come on.
Put some feeling into it.
I need some zhuzh.
Did she lose
No.
Did she lose? Oh no,
that's Maggie. That's Maggie, not Marty.
Maggie's always been thin.
Marnie is the poor.
She weighed. In fact, she's lost. There you go. She lost a little weight.
I even did it.
She lost a pound. She used to be 10 pounds. Now she's 9.
She's doing her Jane Fonda.
But Marty is 20 pounds.
Maggie's the little one.
I just said, but Marnie. Yep. Really? That's fucking great.
Marty would be easier to see because he's gray.
But, I just sold my ass out.
Well, I guess
you're gonna pull that glass right off the desk.
My God!
All right, let's go. Let's look at the. Let's do the wheel.
Let's see this shit ass segment.
God damn! Heaven. This is. I'm already exhausted. Oh, here we go.
I'm so tired.
Let's see what happens. It's the wheel of the week.
Spin. Where it stops, nobody knows.
Mandy Moore, mountain climber.
So get this. I thought I was going to contribute to entertainment, and then I said, no, I have a whole fucking segment I have to fill, so I bumped it.
To this.
You're welcome. Mandy Moore. So first of all, it's apparently been a terrible season on Mount Everest.
Yes, yeah. That's what I've heard.
People just keep dying in the dead zone, and they're just going to leave them there and use them as landmarks.
They have overcrowding on the top.
Yeah, there's so many people trying
to get
up there.
They're saying that's not true.
They're just fucking dying.
I'm just telling you what they're saying.
Like 11 fucking people have died this year.
Yeah.
No, but they're saying that's not true.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, their PR people have to say that.
They have to say that.
Everybody has a Sarah Huckabee Sanders now.
It's like this big article thing. I know. They're like, that's not true. Oh, I'm not fighting you on it. I totally agree. Yeah.
I thought you were flat-earthing me.
No, not at all.
So, Mandy Moore, singular woman who plays multi-generational people on This Is Us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Also known as emotion porn.
Oh, totally.
On a Tuesday night.
Yeah. Fuck.
That's true.
It is.
It super is. Like, have to cry.
It was like Parenthood.
Go do that.
I loved it.
And that one had Lauren Graham in it. So, I'm way more invested. I love Lauren Graham.
That's a fair point. I loved it.
I bought her book. I haven't read it yet, but I bought her book.
Okay.
You're halfway there.
Talking as fast as I can.
Please
is what
do.
It was called.
Yes.
Find it on Amazon or your local book retailer. Anyway.
Kindle.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Go to Audible. She'll read it to you.
Mandy Moore, the This Is Us actress, who's only 35, which bums me out, has successfully completed her trek up to base camp.
Okay.
Which is arguably the easiest part, because that's where the people don't die.
Right.
Pre-death. Right. Yeah. It's the pre-death area.
But it does sit at 17,600 feet above sea level.
Wow.
By comparison, Phoenix, about 1,000 feet.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Flagstaff, 7,000 feet. Base camp, 17,000 feet. Wow. Very fucking high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She climbed right on up there. She says, there's so much magic in these mountains. They represent adventure in the grandest form. And I'm like imagining Rebecca fucking Pearson talking about
right,
it now.
Right. That's a good call.
Yeah. She explained that the feat was far from easy, detailing the challenges that she faced hiking through Nepal's terrain in pursuit of the base of the world's tallest mountain. She says breathing at altitude, for instance, is not easy. Besides hydration and staying nourished, breathing is the vital key. To being alive.
Yeah.
And in the fight against altitude sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. It's a major takeaway that I will be employing. She says, back in the real world, whether I'm in the midst of a tough workout or a weird day, she says her mind is blown.
Sound effect.
She posted some shit on Instagram. But yeah, Mandy Moore, mountain climber. Who knew?
Wow.
Who knew?
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Mandy Moore.
Now you know.
Mountain climber.
The more you know. Boom, boom, boom.
Okay, so we're going to go to another.
Next.
I like it.
Spin the wheel. No whammies.
Trying
big
to keep
money.
Them quick here today.
Yep. I like it.
What
Read
do we
faster.
Got? What do we got? Ah, this was the one that
this
I...
This one suggested by one Clayton McKee.
Very nice.
This is interesting.
I don't know.
Because I remember hearing years ago, and it's funny it happens, because I clearly picked the wrong life. I did something terribly wrong. Because I see people that I mean, I don't know what everybody's backstory is.
Sure.
I don't know what all of them do. Maybe they're drug dealers. Maybe they're hustlers. Maybe they're
in a gang.
Maybe they're in a gang. You know how I'm in a gang.
Yeah. Right. Totally. Well, your mom is.
Maybe they come from wealth and I don't know it. But some of these people ain't got jobs and I know it because you just know these people. Like, so I don't know what they're
talking about, Mike Chesworth.
But I see them; they travel constantly.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
they're always going
you mean
here
like
and
Al
there.
Perkins?
No. Al works his bus his hump. I get that.
Oh no, I'm totally
and
with
Al,
you.
And yeah. Al, compared to these people, Al doesn't travel
doesn't.
Ever.
Right, no, you're right. You're right.
So I see all these pictures. They're always on a beach. They're always at Disneyland. They're always here. They're always there. But in fairness, there are some that rarely ever travel. They go once or twice a year somewhere nice. Sure. Blah blah blah. But it's one of those things that you look at, and if you're not careful with it, by scrolling through and looking at other people's vacation pictures, you'll start, because it has happened to me.
Oh, they studied it. No,
you're
it's
like,
true.
Yeah, no, I knew there was a study done about this where you get depressed because it's like,
sure.
Well, what the fuck's my life? Like, I got nothing.
What am I doing wrong?
Right. Because I never go. Wrong? Now, granted, I've always said before, I'm not the biggest one to want to travel all the time.
Right.
But I know, it just seems interesting that I see a lot of people that every other week they're on a beach, and I have no opposition to them going to the beach. But it's like, what do you do? I don't know what you do to afford to go, like you were saying. Yeah. You go to West Hollywood, and it costs you an arm and a leg.
It costs me $2,000
at a hotel or an Airbnb.
To have 3 days in LA.
Or any of this stuff. But it's one of those things that you watch and you see what they do, and you're like, I don't know, it's an interesting feeling to just sit and look at your screen every day and scroll through and realize, oh, how come I'm not on a beach? How come I'm not here or there?
And some of it, I've noticed that a lot too. And some of it, I think, is prioritizing, right? Like a lot of my monthly budget goes to things that keep us here.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Sure. You know what I mean? Sure. It goes to the ridiculous rent that I pay in the ridiculous neighborhood that
SRP
I live in.
And
right.
Whatever,
my APS bill, my ridiculous Cox bill that just keeps getting bigger because I keep fucking upgrading it.
Right.
You know, my cell phone bill. Like, it just keeps.
Yeah.
A lot of my monthly budget goes to things that keep me here.
Sure. Sure.
And I mean, I have children in my life to consider and whatever. So if I were single.
No, Amina, they're not digital nomads. They are not.
Mm-hmm. Right. But if I were single and had the job that I have and had the income that I do have and didn't spend my income the way that I do, I would have all kinds of money to travel and I would do that. Sure. You know what I mean? Like if I was living in a little one-bedroom apartment, even for, you know, what exorbitant rate they're charging for one-bedroom apartments here downtown now, like even if I were just living in that, making the money that I make right now, which is not a ton...
Mm-hmm.
Doing what I'm doing, I would also be able to travel
for
like
the
that.
One.
And
right,
only paying
right,
for me,
right.
I would also be able to travel. So a lot of that is just prioritizing and deciding that that's where this chunk of your money wants to go.
Well, and I've not ever heard the term digital nomad.
I've heard that before.
So I'm assuming that because I work whenever I go out of town, that would be me?
You know what? It could
Similar?
Be. It could be.
No, but I mean, like, I'm on the beach. Ask Aaron. Like,
no,
I'm
right.
on the beach
but,
with my
but no,
computer.
Digital but, nomad is somebody who does it. Oh, that's all
no.
they do. They live.
Oh,
if you sold your house.
Yeah.
And decided to just kind of wander as you saw fit and rent Airbnbs and rent a room here and live in a very nomadic kind of way. If you sold all of your, like, physical things.
Right. Sure. Okay.
And only owned the things that fit in your backpack or your suitcase or your carry-on or whatever it was.
Okay.
And you spent all of your
Sounds
income.
Terrifying.
Again. But again, get rid of all of those physical bills that keep you here. Get rid of that mortgage. Get rid of the power bill. Get rid of the cable bill. Get rid of whatever your bills are that keep you here.
Right.
Look at all of that money that you now have to spend to go places.
Right. That makes sense.
Like it's, I think it's just a prioritizing and a letting go of the physical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because do I fucking need the two armchairs and the you know bookcases and the.
Right.
Antique dining room table that I fucking hate.
Yeah.
Because the chairs don't fit under it just
really
right.
Talking about real
I'm really specific.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No, I'm literally like picturing my living room and going, do I need any of this shit?
Doesn't like the table.
Note to self.
I hate that fucking table, and I'll tell anybody that asked me. I fucking
well, nobody,
hate that
nobody
table.
Had asked, but we have that down there.
But now you got it.
We wrote it down.
And hate that table. Sit at it. You'll know why.
You bring up a point, Annette, but it's not what I'm specifically talking about. Annette made a comment that you're comparing your life to strangers. And the unfortunate thing is all the people on my Facebook, with the exception of maybe two, I know. Mm-hmm. And I see and I interact with these people frequently. I know where they work. I know they're a hairdresser here, or they're a retail there, or they work in an office. And a couple of them, for example, my friend Tyler. Mm-hmm. I won't give out his last name, but Tyler is amazing. He's busy and he's going all the time, but he works his ass off, and he's one of the people who can do...
Tyler, I think he is.
Oh, and now you know he is. He's one of those people who can't, he's not a digital nomad, but his job is his laptop. And all he has to do is go wherever he wants to go. As long as there's a Starbucks or a Wi-Fi signal, he can do what he's got to do. Mm-hmm. He has to show up physically once or twice a month in a boardroom or an office or whatever he's got to do. But it's one of those things that he's got to do. Yeah. But no, I know these people. Like I might have seen them Saturday night, and then the next day, all of a sudden, they're live on a beach somewhere, or they're in New York downtown. And I'm like, how did you just do that?
Part of it's prioritizing. Yeah. I mean, some of it is financial security, but some of it is just prioritizing.
The news story though about the people with the fake vacation photographs.
I've seen some of those.
I thought that was very interesting.
What did you specifically?
Well, people have these things like because they can't afford to travel and now
they
the culture.
Stage something.
Well, you can go now. There's these companies that will provide it for you, and so you will. It's pictures of you. I know that's what I thought you were going to do on this story.
No.
It's so we're going to green screen the fuck out of this.
No, it is, and they do. It's you in front of the Grand Canyon, the Empire State Building, and people post it on their Facebook page or whatever social media, this Instagram, so to be like, see, I go on trips too. So it relates to what you're saying. And an even more fuck. I thought that's the story.
In a very Howard Hughes kind of way.
And so they're like, "Oh, look, I went to blah blah blah. I'm at the beach in LA, and they're not anywhere." But you can sort of keep up with the Joneses of having travel pics on social media.
And you know what I posted last week was we'd covered a urinal at the bar that was out of order, and somebody pissed in it, and I took a picture of that. That's the glamour.
Yeah,
of my
that's
life
your
right
glamorous
now.
Lifestyle.
I thought that was hilarious.
I have a picture in Paris, France. Well, I have a picture of someone who pissed on a bag.
Right. Yeah, that gets fixed tomorrow, by the way.
By you.
Wow, why did it take so fucking long?
It's happened on a Thursday, holiday weekend, plumber, exorbitant rates. All right. I put a new bag on it.
Oh, that's sweet.
We cleaned that up.
Right.
Put a new bag.
But
good
for you.
But we put the bag at an angle, so if they piss on it again, it can run right on their shoes.
Oh.
That's how we fixed that bullshit.
Thank you. But it's not all perfect.
God. Yeah.
It's
all right.
It's not all what it cut out.
All right, so here, let's go. So,
lies. My life is as amazing as I say it is.
No, but I mean, as far as... No, but I mean, that's
no,
very
we were talking
sweet.
Back in the chat room.
You know... And I do have the cute pets. That is very, very
true.
That is true. Thank you. But, you know.
And it's only been 7 years. It hasn't been
It's been eight and a little bit more. But,
eight
you know,
and 3 days.
Yeah.
Fucking lesbians
and
have
And 7 months
every day.
And two
God
weeks.
Damn.
But we didn't get a U-Haul on the second date.
But you count every fucking day.
Whatever.
People are like, how long have you been with Sharon? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
But I do count every day. And
that long?
Yeah, but I count every day because I absolutely...
That means a long time.
I don't even care to know how long I've been.
Right. I count every day because I love her. And
is she listening tonight?
No, not at all.
You also count every car ride on the wrong day.
I know. That's true. That's really true. That's true. But at the same time, I think that there are people that I know that will post things, social media, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Facebook, that I didn't know about this fucking picture thing. That's just absurd.
Is that
to
crazy?
Me.
No, that's crazy.
I'm not trying to judge people, but that's fucking absurd to me.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I'm going to try and go on.
And there's a difference.
You, I can see making the
saves
screen.
You a lot of money.
Totally.
And there's a difference between those people that we all know that do 9 million selfies because they're narcissistic.
Right. Absolutely.
It's not those people doing it.
Right.
Because they're legitimately, like, they're with their family or they're with whatever, and they're doing stuff that's just, it's not selfie stuff necessarily. It's, I mean, they're just sharing their life, and that's fine.
Right.
But again, it's like, wow, you're gone again.
Again,
right.
You're gone again. I see it
and you
all
can,
the time.
Like clockwork, if you wanted to pay attention to, and anyone out there, let me just put this there, that if you want to pay attention, we're always gone from this time to this time, and this time to this time, and this time to this time. I really should stop putting that stuff on there. But it really
is. I never post that I'm leaving, because it's hey, come
around
my house.
And I don't really other. It's
come
the, when,
me.
It's weird.
When we're gone, I mean, it's pretty much like clockwork.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, mostly because of her schedule with school, and I get that.
Right.
Yeah, but we know where we're going and what, and it's pretty much the stable stuff. But there are people when they put stuff on that I've noticed just recently. A friend went to Hawaii, and it looked like she was in Hawaii for almost 3 months. The way that
she kept posting pictures
about it, and like, today we did this, but she meant the day we were there we did that.
Yeah.
But
well, good
just
for her. She really got a lot of mileage
out of it.
That
so I was like, God, no, really? You're back home in Minnesota.
And they were saying that you even have to be careful how you post, like, so you're not so much of a douche. Like, right. Like really enjoying Hawaii or whatever. I saw this thing on, like, not how to do it. And then, like, to make people, to not be a condescending asshole. Mm-hmm. It was like, going to be able to get away to Monte Carlo for a week. Anyone right. have any restaurant reservations? Right, right, no one right. has restaurant reservations for Monte Carlo because
no, but it's
two people you know right. in your entire lifetime have ever even thought of going there.
Oh, I should post so that, like, yeah. I'm going to Florence, Arizona. Anybody got me restroom
dinner
next to the prison? You know, I'm going to Casa Grande.
Yeah, I'm going to the lockup cafe.
Two streets over.
Going to Coolidge.
I'm going to the lockup cafe.
God damn it! Wow. All right, let's spin the wheel
spin
again.
Spin it again.
See what
spin
happens.
It again. See if there's a raccoon on there.
I like
there's
it.
Not. You know, I should have put the raccoon on there.
No, we got that one again. We do another one. Mandy Moore came up again.
We talked about
fucking
you.
Mandy Moore. Okay. Oh, abortion news. That's topical.
I know.
Finger
but we should always talk about it, and we should always stay mad about it, and we should encourage the men in our lives to be mad about it. That's the key. We need to start encouraging the men in our lives to be mad.
I agree.
Mad.
That's what makes it real.
Right. Yep. Right. Yeah, because it can't be real if men aren't involved.
Yeah. Well, at all. And if they're not older and white.
No, but you need them because not all women. There's the other false thing that drives me fucking crazy. Like, well, all the women are just going to. There's a lot of women who are anti-choice.
Absolutely.
So right. That's what I meant, is you need men to help legitimize in that regard to even the number
it's not
out.
Legitimate if men aren't mad about it. No, it is. Right.
So you don't want the support of men?
No, of course I do. Yes. Okay. I'm just rolling my eyes at the
people
at the idea that
helps.
Oh, fuck.
No, but that...
I think it helps sell it to people who aren't on board.
It shouldn't have to be that way.
Oh, I...
Is why I'm rolling my eyes.
I agree with
but
you.
But I think that when it comes to anything choice, that everyone has an opinion... You can be pro-choice or male.
The reason that it was on my mind is also because when I'm teaching that class on DV, mm-hmm. there's the paradigm shift now is that domestic violence is a men's issue, not a women's issue. So that's just so you know where I was coming from. And it is saying that now men need to hold other men accountable for not sexually assaulting women or domestic violence or whatever. Not just women saying,
Right.
I agree that the problem is that it should have always been legitimate when women are talking about it.
Right.
But having men wanting to stop other men from doing it or having men say
that's
abortion
cool.
affects us, that's not cool,
right.
makes it, I guess we have to find a better word, not legitimate, but more of a powerful argument. How's that?
Thank you for placating me. I enjoy that.
I got annoyed. I made a
I'm
post.
I'm like a feminist.
I made a post.
No, I love it. You helped me out a lot last night with our talk.
It's true. A diagram that showed how simple a vasectomy was.
Oh,
my procedure
God,
was.
Yes.
And I had no... I didn't realize when I posted it.
Mm-hmm.
And because my point of that was, okay, men, step up.
Right.
Let's... You're part of the problem. That was where I'm coming from.
Don't
with
want abortion?
But...
Snip, snip, motherfucker.
Oh, absolutely.
But the second I posted that, people start coming at me about how...
Mm-hmm.
And I realize... It's... I'm not saying that a vasectomy stops rape. That's not what I'm saying.
Does not.
I'm just
it
saying.
Does not.
I'm just saying it stops the abortion from needing to happen.
Exactly.
So if men were a little more proactive and participated in this game a little more, which they don't want to do because they're men and they're it's all the women's responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But we don't want to let you have the responsibility of everything.
Yeah.
Dumbasses.
Right.
But it was fun, interesting to me that how I got chastised from doesn't stop rape. That's not what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Cool.
Also, you'd never said that.
Right.
No, I didn't say, a vasectomy will stop rape.
You know what stops rape? Stop raping.
Yeah,
stop
men.
Raping.
Yeah,
men.
Men
who
stop
don't rape, tell them, and quit fucking raping her.
Right.
Right.
There's an easy way to remember. The only person responsible for a rape is a rapist.
Valid.
No one else.
Not
Super
me.
True.
We'll repeat that.
Not
the only person
rapey.
Responsible for a rape is a rapist.
Not the rapey. No.
I saw a great meme about the vasectomy thing, and the woman that it created it had put all of the things that they... make women go through the 3-day waiting period, the watch this, do all that. She said, for your point about creating, she said, if we think about it, pregnancies are actually caused by irresponsible ejaculations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's men's fault.
Right.
And so she said every man at the age of 18 should just be, and since vasectomies are reversible, should be given one. And then they have to go watch movies, get instructions.
To get their shit back.
That would be fantastic.
And if they don't do that, they don't get to.
Too fucking bad.
So she turned it around.
I've said that for years.
Brilliant.
If there was a way to sterilize people and you had to take a pill to be fertile.
Yes.
Like
that's
for
what
men.
She was saying.
I think that'd be great.
That's very...
I know. I get that. But what I'm saying, because, you know.
That's not a road we can go down.
At 18 years old, the guys are walking out of the house with a loaded gun, metaphorically.
Yeah.
And they're just looking for someplace for it to go.
Right.
And they don't have the mindset yet to realize you
can't
do that.
They got someplace for it to go.
But
you got someplace for it to go.
They don't think like that.
Right. Right.
But it's just, if there was a way that you could be sterile.
I know.
And then you have to pass a
5 inches past your elbow. That's some place for it to go.
A competency test to have children.
Yes.
Predominantly for men.
Because evidently you have to do all of that to have an abortion that they don't even want you to be able to have.
Right.
But
you can get a gun tomorrow.
Oh, my Lord. Someone did a meme about that, too. What you should have to do to get a gun, I guess that meme thing, that reverse thing, works
goes
really
around.
Well.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. But in all seriousness, we need men to speak out and say that these restrictive abortion laws are fucked up and not all right, and that they won't stand for it in their state. When it starts to come around to Arizona, the men in my life in Arizona need to also stand up with us.
Yes.
Absolutely. Gay men, straight men, all of them. We need men involved in this in this whole fight.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Oh, and those fucktards that say that the man who raped deserves to have a say.
Oh.
Absolutely.
No.
Do you remember
custody.
When I
was they're right, they're
yeah,
giving custody.
Do you remember I did a story on that?
I recall
because when I read that, I was as astounded by that.
Yeah.
I was more astounded by that than
you
I
have
think
to relive that
stunned.
Horror every fucking day of your life.
And I want to take.
They did a whole
storyline
about
son.
It on Grey's Anatomy too. It was awful.
Vice News did it. Vice News did it.
Back to Grey's Anatomy again.
These
Vice
people are
News
doing the work.
Did a segment on that and showed the mom dropping the child off at the exchange.
That's
you're
just horrible.
Handing the
awful.
Baby over to the rapist.
Awful.
Let's do another spin. And
I would kill him. Honestly. I would go to jail and send my kid to foster care.
Yeah.
I would fucking kill him.
Yep.
And I'm not kidding.
I feel like I'm 100% with you.
Let's spin till we get a new topic here. See what we got.
Something lighter, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Probably not, but something lighter.
We already did that one.
I don't think there's anything lighter on here.
Oh, it might be.
Really pretty heavy.
Thank you, Netflix. What is that? Wow.
Same topic. Netflix came out and said that they will not be producing things in Georgia.
They're pulling out.
They're pulling out.
Enough said.
Pulling
enough
out.
Said.
And didn't
Great
we say
show,
that
guys.
Last week? Or we were talking about this.
Maybe. I don't know.
No. Well,
I
about.
I wasn't here last week. I don't know.
Yeah.
She wasn't.
No, Tina Fey and the other one.
Amy Poehler.
They're not going to produce their
next
thing in Georgia.
Right.
They said they're not going.
Yeah.
So now they're trying to get Hollywood to saying no, don't go to any place that passed the crazy new law thing.
Yes.
They said fuck it, we're not making any movies.
Listen, the NCAA blocked transgender bathroom bills.
That's right.
That's right.
Right. Hollywood can block abortion
right.
bills.
Right.
Talk about your
that.
100%.
Blocking.
Right.
Oh,
hey.
I saw this on Facebook on a meme. If one man can have sex with over 100 women a year and get them all pregnant, a woman can only give birth once a year.
Right.
True.
So there's the other imbalance in who's responsible for pregnancies.
Oh, sure.
I'm looking, and I cannot find
it.
It's making me crazy. I had a story that I thought was fascinating, and it was about condoms, and I feel like it's in Africa.
Sure.
That they were because like it's condoms that have like
I'm not laughing
not razors or something, but I mean like that can be it's not really a condom.
Oh, wait, are you talking about the for the rapist
anti-rape
right.
kind of because you can't if a woman
it
can't
locks,
necessarily fend something
right it locks onto their dick.
Yeah, because it has like almost, let's say razors, but sharp
Spike.
Things.
It's
the minute
right.
that they put their dick
exactly.
in there and try to.
It's like those fucking Chinese finger locks.
Fuck! I thought it was the coolest thing I had ever seen, and I feel like I just broke everyone's eardrums like Al
no,
on the lower pitch.
That's
because I was so excited
I've
about
heard of that.
That
too. The woman,
the
woman
wears
it. Oh, if that
could have gotten Ryan Garcia, that would have just been the best thing.
Yep, that's
motherfucker.
Yeah, there's
that would have been the best
that's
thing.
Crazy.
Ugh.
Yeah, and I had like this whole article. I have a picture. I'll bring it next week because I think it's great. I want to use it as my cover photo. On
turns
on
out,
Facebook.
I'm not available next week.
Oh, the wheel will be broken next week.
Broken wheel.
It's so it's brilliant. Why didn't someone think of that earlier?
Oh, I've heard about that for years.
Oh, I haven't.
Well,
obviously.
I saw that one scene in the movie Seven.
Oh, I like that movie, but I don't remember what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to go back and watch it.
You're going to have to go back.
We'll talk about it after we get off the air. How about that?
Thank you.
Nice.
My God.
Super fun.
I got thanks, Jenny. I got cats to feed.
That's right.
Apparently.
Cats to feed, people to see.
My gosh.
Something.
Hands raccoons. To kiss, babies to shake.
Raccoons to meet.
Raccoon dogs to meet.
I gotta get my adoption papers in order for my raccoon dog.
Jennifer Hudson to love.
Of course, yes.
And Kit Harington.
I hear Beyonce's pretty.
She is so pretty.
Something.
Stunning.
Well, we
something.
Did it without Al, but thank you for filling in.
Thank you, it was a joy.
Do so often.
It was fun to laugh.
I hope you get to stay in the neighborhood because it's easy for you just to jump over.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be living in a trailer
maybe
somewhere.
Right behind the house. We'll figure it out.
Might be easier for you to get here. Quick,
my let's gosh. Cut in. How do you feel about a tent?
Yeah.
Fine.
Oh. Good. We'll get it. We have Wi-Fi. All right. Well, as we wrap up tonight's show, let's leave you with this parting thought. We will.
Different Jenny.
See you next Tuesday.
It's poor Jenny.
Instead of mailing everyone my vacation photos, I'm saving a ton of time by posting them to my wall.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.